Historical accounts are pretty clear that a lot of Native Americans were killed in wars and by diseases when Europeans first came to the Americas. Scholars aren't debating that. What they do disagree on is how much that affected the total population. Some researchers say it's finally possible to figure that out now that so much DNA is available.
We really saw a big sudden decrease in population size among the Native Americans right about 500 years ago.
Brendan O'Fallon analyzed genetic data in his postdoctoral studies at the University of Washington. He says the number of Native people plummeted by as much as half. He and a German colleague were able to approximate the population drop by drawing a family tree from the DNA of contemporary Native people to their ancient ancestors. Then they looked at the shape of that tree.
The basic idea behind that is that when a population size is fairly small, lots of people tend to share the same ancestors at about the same period of time. The bigger the population size, the longer it takes everyone to find a common ancestor. So the tree is just sort of overall bigger.
The spindly shrub he found in the 1500s has apparently blossomed again. He says it only took a couple hundred years for Native Americans to regain their original numbers. Yet he admits the conclusions do have a significant margin of error and makes certain assumptions. For instance, the study only used genetic information from females and inferred the same trends were true for Native men. But O'Fallon says it is one more piece of evidence that could help clarify the stories in the history books. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.